back at it again. B&B. We got a new event coming up. Smack Volume 6 is pretty interesting, but now we're getting into Born Legacy 11, the full card in effect. Before we get into that, I'd like to talk about sorry, this situation that happened. First and foremost, shout out to Gates of the Guardian and everything they got going on. Dre Dennis is a really solid dude. He's not my favorite Loud Boy, but he's one of the most solid. Like, for him to have a platform, rap, you know, he did make it do what it do. He decides to book a battle. I feel like a lot of people are saying that Dre Dennis set this up. I kind of have to agree with the fact that it's like, my thing is, this is just disclaimer, I'm just talking my shit. I'm not a big fan of the approaches of certain people. I don't like everybody's approach. This approach has happened twice in the battle rap. Well, not twice, but I'm sure it's happened more times, but this is the time that it's actually got spoken about. Certain people are really trying to tread the approach of trying to debunk being able to say the N-word. Nigga, I'm not really feeling it. Because my thing is, yes, we all have those, like, even I. But me and my boy D, we've been friends for 5 years. We've been cool five straight years. And I've never had that problem with him. He's never actually even mentioned it or even had the thought. This is the same dude I get, we drink, well, no, more of the smoke. But let's never cross that bridge. I probably called him that a bunch of times, but he's, you know, just because it's just a form of endearment. It's just the way, it's just how we agreed each other in a way, and this is how I greet my peoples or whatever. You know, but he's never said that. If he did, it'd be so slick, I probably wouldn't have caught it for real. Because he be telling me some stories, and then at one point in time, if he probably would have said it, I would have missed it. But I've never had anybody try to play that. So it's weird to me for people trying to push, you know, trying to break that. It's like they're at the casino and they don't know when they're about to crap out. If you're going to gamble, like, put yourself in the culture, the least you can do is have some well good writings and stuff like that. Don't come into this culture trying to do shock value. Because it's not like, I've seen too much of that. Like, there's too much of that going around. And then, this dude actually does that. This dude named Aziz 1100, he battled my boy Jay Murder. I thought it would be, I'm a Jay Murder fan, so of course I'm going to want to see another Jay Murder battle, especially after the tournament. I felt like he shouldn't have lost towards time, but he kind of just, he dropped the ball a little bit. I didn't feel like they gave it to Times for anything he did special for real. I think they gave it to Times because his rounds were just, all three of his rounds were more clean than Murder's. So that was pretty much it. So once again, like I said, Jay Murder, I was happy to see Jay Murder battle again. But this guy, didn't think they were right now going to give him a sacrifice. And they said there's no such thing as a free lunch. Like, this was a free lunch for Jay Murder. Like, Jay Murder got in there, he spit his shit, he had some good bars in there. The thing about Jay Murder in his battle is his aesthetic. His aesthetic is basically he tries to act like, you know, like, when he not rapping, he kind of just there. He make it seem like he's not really there. Like, he there, but he not there. He like, bro, you just rap your shit, I'm just here. Like, he has that aesthetic about him. And it got to the point where after he, when it was time for homeboy to rap, dude didn't even show. He wasn't even in the camera view when the dude started rapping. Like, I'm like, oh wow, the disrespect. Nobody talks about how he started off the round. The dude started off the round and Jay Murder wasn't even next to him. I'm like, yo, so that's how he started this off. Off the rip, he already tried to get on the homeboy for like how he was gonna probably come say the N-word and think he, you know, saying Jay Murder already got on him about that. Like, he knew he was gonna come here and try or say, you know, try to debunk it or something. Basically calling him a racist and the dude tries to rebuttal it, but overall, and you think he was going somewhere with it. Then he tried to talk about some street. He was trying to get into some street shit a little bit, but then he stopped himself. And then he tried to do more about trying to debunk the word. Then he talks about his phone call with Dre Dennis when the battle was booked. And he tried to justify it because, you know, he grew up with his niggas that, you know, he could say that. It's not a regional pass. But nonetheless, he made sure to say N-word. And then right when he was trying to continue, Jay Murder jumps at him. And the nigga, he was shook. Like, it wasn't one of those, like, no, it was like, he literally lifted his arms up and, oh, it looked nasty. Dude ended his career in his first battle I've ever seen him in. It was already, I mean, whew, it was not something that, it was nasty. It was bad. Of course, it's a viral moment, but it's like, that's the stigma for that. The dude can't battle no more. If he does, it's going to take forever to fight that off. Dude, you can't talk about no street shit. You got to Sharon it. I haven't seen nothing this bad since Danger Zone got pistol whipped. And then once they came back from, it was like Jay Dennis went to like a commercial break or something. Like, open the gates. Oh, but he did it fast. Like, open the gates. Open the gates. Open the gates. Like, he did it pretty fast. And then the dude, and then we're back on this dude's ride. I'm like, dude, you're still rapping? Are you still trying to debunk this? I'm like, dude, stop. You still trying to debunk the ill? Dude, you just got shook at a battle. Like, I respect your determination to keep going, but it's like, bro, you lost. Like, he lost. There was no point for him to keep rapping. He realized that. Nobody might believe anything you about to say in your bars because of that. If you did have homies that you ride for, you made them look bad on camera. They watched your battle, was like, dang, bro, why you let that nigga do you like that? Some of that was, I ain't seen nothing like it in a while. Like, well, nothing like that. I ain't never seen nobody get shook to that degree. Like, dude jumped at you. Like, you gotta at least show you got a heart if you're gonna try to go on this little approach that you got. And you had this approach, and you just got shown that you had no heart. But I'm glad Jay Murder got it, you know. He's still getting looks, you know. I saw him and Tay, like, yeah, that's what's up. I think this is dope for him. Yeah, I'm happy for him. He had a good battle with Show Off, and then he gets this. This is dope. I'm happy for this. So, let's talk about Born Legacy 11. Just want to kind of give
We already talked about Abbott Fonz and Slave and Swamp. Let's talk about the rest of the battles that went down. The rest, not what went down, but the battles that are announced. Next one we got, this has been talked about, JC Arrieta. Well, of course, the consensus is going to be that everybody got Ryder losing. He should have known that, but that's not the new for Ryder. Ryder's always been counted out. It comes with being, you know, the underdog. Like I said, we ain't seen Ryder since Mike P. And, oh, Loso. I mean, he did have that joint with Loso, but it was an okay battle, but it wasn't rewatchable for me. I don't know what JC's doing. I feel like JC's trying. I feel like he's overproving himself. Like, I think he takes himself too seriously. But you know, he making money, so do what you need to do. But just ride it though. I did see where Ryder was kind of gassing prep a little bit, you know, because, Ryder, he does that with a lot of, you know, he don't just gas. I mean, I've seen Ryder just appreciate bars or appreciate people's angles. I don't see nothing wrong with that, but nonetheless, JC's going to get at him. Like, oh, okay, if he's so dope, let's see if you were just as dope since you think everything he was saying was fire. Let's see if you could write something. Ryder didn't even get an okay swave. Like, he didn't get a swave that really wanted to kill him. He just got a swave that just wanted to test his heart. But you got JC, like, when I noticed that when Ryder's been on this whole angle type of thing where he's not really punching like that like he used to, where he tried. At one point in time, I was calling this dude, this dude used to be a haymaker kind of guy. Like, Ryder, when he set a bar, it shook rooms. Like, I'm like, he used to shake them little rooms he was in the PGs. Like, it. And, of course, he was a stronger member of him in the two-on-twos with, I feel like he was a stronger one he's a stronger one when it comes to him and Jackboy. Well, then again, no, I can't say that. I can't say that. I just like. I like what Jackboy was doing a little bit more in their 2-on-2s. But Ryder, I like what he. I respect what he did as well. I still don't know if it's going to. Like I said, we saw him with Mike P. And Loso wasn't good, but Mike P. People had him counted out against Mike P. And he actually. It was the one time Ryder got robbed, clearly. Like, it was rough. Like, I can't leave. I mean, because I was in the, you know, because I was like, I had Mike P winning for my bracket, I was still, like, I was thankful Mike P won for the sake of my bracket. But if it wasn't for the bracket, I would have been like, dang, they just robbed Ryder of that victory. And then Ryder basically just told Bill Collector, well, I found the chink in his armor. All you got to do is just finish. I already did most of the work. You just gotta finish the job, and that's what Bill Clinton did, and got Mike P at the tournament. Now, so it's not like Ryder can't win. It's just, he can't go off on that Brandon shit that Mike P had. I mean, what more can you add to JC not being able to, not? What more can you say about JC not branding himself better? You know, to get the people that he want. Like, what more can you say? Like, what more can you say on that particular angle? So, I got JC 2-1, possible 3-0 for Ryder over Ryder. I would say Ryder can get around, but we'll just see. I got JC 2-1, possible 3-0. Danger zone and over it. I saw some people in the comments. There were some people in the comments saying Danger Zone 2-1. Main event. This is the main event. I'm like, yo, what happened? Did people not see him versus Kid Chaos? Yeah, I don't know. I think people just forgot what over, like, okay. I thought it was a bar because O'Reilly was supposed to battle. He was supposed to get A Ward next. But then he got the Coco 1-9. And now he's in the danger. And now he got Danger Zone. That's a bar. Supposed to get A Ward. But then you got Coco 1-9 and end up in the Danger Zone. So to speak. I don't think it's really going to be a lot of danger for it. For real. Like, it's. Overhead 2-1. Danger Zone. If Danger Zone be Overhead, Overhead's he got to do the thing he did with Ill Will, where his voice literally went out in the battle and he couldn't rap. Danger Zone. He don't move me. And with all hate, all, you know, me being a hater towards him aside, he don't move me. Like, even the people that they're not really my favorites, even they, you know, I still make it clear that they're cooking, they're doing their thing, they fire. But Dave is one of those people that he's not a favorite, and he has a good pen. Don't get me wrong, Dave has a good pen, but it's like, stop. How's he gonna talk to Old Red? What's he gonna say to Old Red? Like, how's he? What made you think you did? What? Who gave Danger Zone this look, for that matter? Like, you just wanted to get Old Red up, like, you know, I'm just gonna get an easy bag to come back on URL. You know, it's been a minute since we seen you. Let's go ahead and get you in the ring with the one and only Danger Zone. I think the last time we saw Red, wasn't it like, I think the last time we saw Red was against JC on Genesis. I guess that loss really took Old Red back to Danger Zone, huh? Nonetheless, Danger Zone. Old Red's gonna kill you, bro. Because O'Reilly got just as good of a pen as you do. He can rap better. And he has one thing that you strive to have. Believability. What you gonna do, pull a Chilla move that he did get his beat out? I don't see it. But nonetheless, we'll see what's up. Early predictions. Over it. 2-1. It's bad. There's also a Tink the Demon versus Jaden Nightwing. That's another good one I like, actually. I like Tink the Demon against Franchise. He was a bracket buster. He beat Franchise. I didn't think he was going to beat him. But only because I knew Franchise could rap. Like, I didn't know Tink the Demon's style. Like, the way Tink the Demon, his style is more of a, you know, like, put Tink the Demon on a Born Legacy or something. And then, like, you'll get three good rounds from Tink the Demon. Like, three structured, horrific bars. Horrific rounds. But I didn't know if his style was going to transition on the Caffeine app in a tournament. I didn't know if it was gonna really be if he was gonna be able to handle, but he did this. But then again, like I said, he probably was right while he was locked. So I'm pretty sure he was able to come. I don't know how long he knew about the tournament, but the fact what he did with Franchise, I was just like, damn, that Rogue bar was. It was one of my favorite quotes. It's in my list of favorite quotes from Tank the Demon. And now he got Jaden Nightwing. Him and Danny Myers did good with Danny, but even Danny said their battle should have been on a tournament. Their battle should have been on, you know, like an app or like an actual Born Legacy something. So that way they would have actually, if they had more time to write for each other, it would have been a lot more. It would have been a better battle, is what Danny Myers said. Jay just came off his bat with the Saga. His third round was funny, but then it went from funny to cringy. His first two, though, yeah. The Saga second round was funny. The way he started off, it was pretty nice. I like what he was doing in his second, but overall, I gave Jay Nightwing that battle 2-1. You could give him the third too, because the Saga's third wasn't all that either. But it was like, you could arguably give Jay the third, but it's just because it was a good round. It was just a lot of cringy shit. Like, we knew what he was doing. He knew what he was doing. He not slick. That whole angle about the Saga's, you know, overused an angle that's forever on him. You know, like, everybody attacks it, but, you know, man. Sometimes the old ones come in hand. Oh, my goodness. Jay Nightwing, bro. But Jay Nightwing, this is a good battle for him. It's really believability versus presence. Jay Nightwing has a presence about him. The way his delivery. You know, when Jay Nightwing rap, you know it's Jay. Tink, when he raps, you know it's Tink. So it's like, this is going to be, I feel like, for me, not everybody is going to agree, but I feel like, for me, this is going to be an interesting battle. This is really going to be, it's going to be a good one. I'm going to say debatable. A debatable 2-1 either way, between Jay and Tink. It's going to be a debatable 2-1. 2-1 either way. There is a NXT versus Cuban. I've never seen an NXT battle, so I can't really call this one. And Cuban, I don't watch a lot of Cuban battles. Like, I watched him a little bit versus Ryder. I see him versus Mac Mill completely. I liked his first round against Mac Mill. But overall, I don't know. I haven't seen an NXT battle, so I can't really call this one. So I'll just have to see this. Not see it, I guess. But I'll just see it on the app when it drops. And then we'll go from there. Prep versus Ill Will. Once again, rookie versus vet season's in effect. I see. Got Ill Will versus Prep. What's he gonna say to Ill Will? I know he talked about the JC Brandon shit, but what is he gonna say about Ill Will? Like, Ill Will. Like, I'm curious to know how Prep is gonna approach this particular battle. Like, what are you gonna say to Ill Will? I think the best tactic you'd have as a chance, as far as I'm concerned, you gotta be more entertaining. If you're not more entertaining, I don't think you're gonna last. Tear as of late. A lot of people, even on the app, they got Ill Will beating Danny Myers. And there are some people that said Danny got a 2-1, but I felt Ill Will's second. Ill Will was out there. He took the first clearly. And then the second was a little choppy. And the third round, that intersecting unit, that shit was hard. So I personally would give it to Ill Will, but I can't be mad at people saying Danny, but he beat John. Beat Your Honor and Miss Miami in the same night. And then he gets a 2-1 with Danny. It's not playing. I'm curious to know how Prep's gonna approach this battle, but I got Ill Will taking the battle. Try not to go first, Prep. If you go first, you're already gonna lose the first round. It's really hard to take that first round from Ill Will if he goes second. The Saga versus Kid Chaos. I was wondering when I was gonna see another Kid Chaos battle. He beat Ninja Zone. Getting the Saga though, I wasn't expecting this so early, but nonetheless, I'm never opposed to elevation, so if you're ready to get in the ring, do it. The Saga, he's been on kind of a decline. People were even arguing in groups like who has the biggest fall off him. Some people are saying the Saga because we haven't seen a good the Saga since him versus B-Dot. He got his shot at Nome, flop. Then he gets in the tournament, knocked down in the first round. Then he gets franchised that. Gets Jaden Nightwing, didn't do so well. The Saga needs a break. He needs to catch a break. Taking Kid Chaos with Jaden Nightwing, it could work to his detriment, but see, I want to see how it goes. I want to see how it plays out. I'm going to say another 2-1 debatable either way, because Kid Chaos could definitely win this, but the Saga, it's one thing about, certain MC, certain battle rappers, you don't want to lose faith on them, because the moment you start to lose faith, then they're going to surprise you. You're going to be like, dang. You finally did it. My fault for doubting you. So I'm going to go debatable 2-1 either way. If the Saga stumbles and everything like he's been doing, Kid Chaos could win this 2-1. The Saga's in his bag. This could be the Saga 2-1. It's really just about if the Saga can just handle this shit. Should be an interesting event. I'm looking forward to it. Just another little wrap it up thing. Shout out to Sean C for the idea. A little wrap it up series. It's my little wrap it up thing myself. Just wanted to talk about Jay Murder and speak on Born Legacy 11. Look forward to the event. Can't wait till it drops on the app.
This is B&B. I'm signing out.